No news of her adventures in twirling. No news of how she was doing with math. No news of boyfriends either, but Bobby guessed she'd probably had had a few. He picked up the sealed envelope with hands that were shaky and numb. His heart was pounding harder than ever. On the front, written in soft pencil, was a single word, his name. It was Ted's handwriting. He knew it at once. Dry-mouthed, unaware that his eyes had filled with tears, Bobby tore open the envelope, which was no bigger than the ones in which children send their first-grade valentines. What came out first was the sweetest smell Bobby had ever experienced. It made him think of hugging his mother when he was small. The smell of her perfume and deodorant and the stuff she put on her hair. It made him think of how Commonwealth Park smelled in the summer. It made him think of how the Harwich Library stacks had smelled spicy and dim and somehow explosive. The tears in his eyes overspilled and began to run down his cheeks. He'd gotten used to feeling old, feeling young again, knowing he could feel young again. It was a terrible, disorienting shock. There was no letter. No note, no writing of any kind. When Bobby tilted the envelope, what showered down on the surface of his desk were rose petals of the deepest, darkest red he had ever seen. Heart's blood, he thought, exalted without knowing why. All at once, and for the first time in years, he remembered how you could take your mind away, how you could just put it on parole. And even as he thought of it, he felt his thoughts lifting. The rose petals gleamed on the scarred surface of his desk like rubies, like secret light spilled from the world's secret heart. Not just one world, Bobby thought. Not just one. There are other worlds than this. Millions of worlds, all turning on the spindle of the tower. And then he thought, he got away from them again. He's free again.